I'll tell you, I'm learning the easy way. See, I'm sitting down and letting somebody explain it.
You don't know nothing about it, just what you hear.
Oh, that's right. That's an easy way to learn. I do wonder how you used to get both a wagon and a buggy ready to go. I mean, how you'd hitch up the horses and the different parts of the wagon.
You'd put your gear on your horses just like you would if you go to plow it, and hook them to the wagon the same way you would to a plow.
Mm-hmm. And,
of course, if you're hooking two up, the wagon have a tongue to it, and you'd have one on one side of the tongue and one on the other side. And if you applied two to the other, I had two horses to a plow, you wouldn't have no tongue to the plow. You just hook the horses to the plow. Mm-hmm. Same way the buggy, you'd have a buggy and a tongue to the buggy.
Or shafts if you just work on the horse.
If you're using two horses, two mules to a buggy, two horses, you'd have a tongue to the buggy. If you're using just one, you'd have what they call shafts. Mm-hmm. The horse stand between the shafts, on each side of the horse.
What's, would you explain a single tree and a double tree?
Oh, yeah. A double tree is about this long, with a hook on each end and a ring in the middle. And a single tree is about this long, with a hook on each end and then a ring in the middle. You hook single tree all to that. To this hook on the end of the double tree, and over here, hook two
the horse down to the single tree.
Each to a single. The different when you would want to, the different calls you give to a horse. How'd you make him do what you wanted him to do? Go and stop and right and left and so on.
Oh, you'd say ho and gee to when you're plowing. So you want him to go to the left, you'd say ho, and if you want him to go to the right, say gee, and you want him to say, and you want him to stop, say whoa. If you want him to start, say get up.
Mm-hmm. And if when you were plowing or when you were driving a team, what would you call it?
You had lines.
Lines.
Pull them with a line.
Mm-hmm. And the different parts of a wagon wheel, would you start with either end of a wagon wheel and explain how they were put together?
Well, a wagon wheel, the way they made a wagon wheel, they'd have a piece of wood they'd call a hub, and they would trimming out places for the spokes, and they drive them spokes in them places, and then on the end they'd have those spokes all the same length, and then they'd put a feller, they call it, it's a piece of wood, goes all the way around. They'd have holes bored in that all around, and them spokes go in them holes. And then they'd put a iron band on top around that then.
Mm-hmm. And what would they call that iron band? Would that be just a band or?
Rim.
Called a rim. Mm-hmm.
Did you ever call it a tire?
No, you'd call that a tire, that rib.
Yeah,
That piece of iron, they'd call that a tire.
Be the tire.
That's the tire.
Mm-hmm. How'd you keep the wooden wheel from squeaking on the?
Well, they use grease on the axle. Put grease on the axle.